T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, how happy are you? How happy am I? Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. It's been a bizarre couple of days in terms of weather. It has been a difficult time for those of us who were fans of Rush Limbaugh. And I think a lot of us on all fronts have been looking for something a little bit happier, a little bit better, right? Well, I got news for you. I got great news. It brought such a smile to my face to hear that our beloved Flying Squirrels have an honest to goodness schedule. I think these guys are ready to hit the field. Who better to ask than the lovely, the talented Parney? Parney, thanks for being here, man.
Catsy, I've been calling a lot of things lovely and talented, but probably not two of them.
Well, tell you.
So, you know, on a Friday afternoon, a little after five, you hear some crazy stuff, and that's the crazy stuff for today. Lovely and talented Parney. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing so much better now that I know it looks like we're going to be playing ball this season, right?
Yeah, you know, it's been a long, long, tough road. We're not out of the woods yet, but friends like you and others around the community have really lifted us up. And, I mean, just seeing your retweets and your tweets of different things really means a lot to us, and I can't overstate that enough. We really are appreciative of everyone, and there's still a lot of unanswered questions, sure. For sure. But just seeing that in, like, writing was like getting a Christmas present, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
It was a wonderful day. I mean, it's been every day's a roller coaster. Like, today's been a roller coaster, some good things, some not so good. But,
sure.
You know, we can't really sell yet.
Okay.
Because we don't know what the capacity is going to be. But I think a lot of people in the community just got a lot of comfort from seeing that May 4th was opening day. And even though they don't know what that means and what that's going to look like, to know that we definitely have a game on the schedule was really uplifting to a lot of people.
So, Parney, if you don't mind, explain to everybody, because I know there seemed to be this whole shakeup in the minor league system with affiliations, and some people were doing this and some teams were doing that. Where are we?
So we're exactly where we were.
Fantastic. The
Flying Squirrels are still the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. Major League Baseball announced probably at this point about 18 months ago that they wanted to do a reorganization of the minor leagues. Commissioner Manfred has a plan that he calls One Baseball that will kind of put everything from little leagues all the way into the major leagues under one house, so to speak. And there's a long way to go for that, but that was part of the reasoning for this. And they've been good to work with. I mean, the schedules and everything came out fine. They made some pretty fundamental changes for 2021. For example, if you saw our schedule, every Monday is an off day, an off day every single Monday, which is part of the player wellness and player safety plan that the commissioner's office is really working on, treating the players in the minor leagues better. That's important. I applaud it.
Yeah.
And it's going to allow us as an office to know that we don't have any games on Monday, so we can implement some of the things that we learned during the pandemic, like movies in the outfield and things of that nature, to do other things. So, you know, there's a lot more to it, but we're working on game times now. We'll have some more COVID protocols come out. But the key thing right now, and the question that everybody wants to know, is in Richmond, Virginia, and all across the Commonwealth and other minor league baseball teams, what's the capacity going to be when we start playing in May?
Right. Okay. Well, obviously we've got to get that figured out and figure out how many folks are going to be able to get out there. I thought that every Monday off was really interesting. I really did. And it reminded me that Johnny Carson used to do that. And then I thought to myself, you know what? I'm pitching the same idea. So Tuesday morning, I got this big meeting to try and convince them that I should be off every Monday. I'm going to let you know how that works, okay?
I can call Bennett tonight after I have a cocktail if you want me to call Bennett about it. I'm happy to do so.
Yeah, do me a favor. Call him after you've had two cocktails, because I want to make the evening work for all of us.
I mean, you might get Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off if I do that.
I might very well. So you are really thinking that Monday nights, all of these brilliant ideas, and again, look, I'm not blowing smoke, but you really are,
money. It's been a long day. It's been a long day. Please blow smoke.
I'm going to blow a little bit. I'm going to go back to how lovely you are, but I am going to tell you, and I've told you this face-to-face, and I'm telling you this in front of everybody, I think as far as making it fun to go out to a game, there's nobody better than you are. And when you were faced with this situation where it's like, okay, no baseball, we've got a baseball stadium, we've got, I would say, a pretty devoted fan base, how do we keep people having fun? You figured it out. And so you're thinking every Monday night, still, you're going to have some idea, or most Monday nights, how to help people have fun.
Well, the option's there for the Mondays, right? And it's certainly not me. I mean, I'm blessed to have teammates that I love to work with, and they're just an amazing group of dedicated professionals that during really difficult times really, really continued working and didn't complain and just, got after it all the time. So I'm just so proud of our staff and everything they've done. And again, I was talking to Mike Rhodes about this not too long ago. We've learned a lot personally and professionally during COVID, a lot. Mm-hmm. And we have to not forget about that. Like the stuff that we did getting through COVID, we have to continue doing.
Yeah.
And even personally, like having dinner at home, like I've had dinner at home more than I ever have ever during COVID. Well, we got to continue the family time that COVID, I hate to say, caused us to have, but truth, right? Have you ever seen as many families walking in your neighborhood as you did during COVID? No, the answer is no. So, you know, we're going to learn from all that. But the fact of the matter is, hearing the umpire say play ball on May 4th is probably going to be one of the most emotional moments of my entire professional career. And I can't wait for it. I'm really looking forward to hearing what the governor has to say in the next week or two about hopefully switching to a percentage of capacity plan, because that's what we need all over the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to making memories, buddy. You know we're going to work hard. You know we're going to do everything we can to make 2021 as special as we possibly can.
Well, listen, I appreciate the fact that you and the Squirrels organization remain so active in our community. It's not just about the games. It's always been about the community. And, look, we run into each other at events all the time, and you're there helping, and I'm there trying to help. And I like you, I'm looking forward to May the 4th, my friend, and it couldn't happen to a better group of people than the Flying Squirrels, so I'm excited. I'm hoping to be there that very first night. I'd love to hear him yell play ball. I really would.
Well, you'll see a grown man cry probably too, so be prepared for that.
Well, we can debate the word "grown," but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm a large man. How about that? I don't know if I'm grown. I did. Tanya says it all the time. She'll look at me. She's like, "You act like you're 13 years old." I'm like, "Well, thank you. That's a compliment."
There you go. Listen, man, we love you. We love what you guys do. Thank you for making some time for us this afternoon. And, you know, once we know capacity and the rest of it, obviously we'll talk again. And it's just exciting to hear all of this, Parney. Thanks again, man.
Well, thanks for having us. Appreciate y'all. We love you back. And have fun. Go nuts.
All right. That is Parney. He is the, I don't know what the title is, Grand Poobah over at the Flying Squirrels. But how wonderful is it? I mean, seriously, how wonderful is it to hear there's an actual date for opening day, okay? It is, in fact, May the 4th. May the 4th is the day that our Flying Squirrels will be in action. Now, the question remains, obviously, who exactly is going to be able to go? Because, well, we don't know the numbers. We don't know if it's going to be a percentage. That's what Parney was just saying. It would make a heck of a lot more sense for the governor, in all of his wisdom, to say, okay, places like the Diamond can open at 30%, 40%, 50% capacity. That'd be great. I mean, it's not perfect, it's not ideal, but it's what we have to deal with right now. And so, I don't know about you, I'll take it. And we'll keep you updated on when you're going to be able to get your tickets and all of that good stuff. I just, man, I'm excited. I really am. And as I said to Parney, and I'll say about Parney, he is somebody who is so involved in the community. He is somebody that I run into, or did run into back when the world was opened, all the time, with the opportunity just to help out. So, anyway, all right, so there you go. I'm happy to share some good news for a change. It is 5:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.